Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just spent close respect, respect in every aspect and special kiss to the man and God bless anything tested, none of the Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of no for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place, bust the place. No, 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 but yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up. And you didn't think we was gonna make it.
Bless us all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear go. I'm gonna bless.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
To talk about God every single day, 24/7. You know, this radio is international. This is worldwide, you know what I mean? And, you know, You know, we've been on and off lately because, you know, the devil been attacking us, you know, basically been attacking my radio station. I'm just trying to keep it up, you know, because lately everything's just not going the way it's supposed to be. So, been trying to keep up the radio station lately, trying to do my best, trying to find access to the internet. You know, and just, you know, still trying, you know, strive this radio station, trying to keep it going. So, everybody that's been listening, please continue listening. Please continue listening and show support. If you don't show support, who will? Basically, you know, God will show me support because, you know, he loves me and he loves everybody. You understand? So, you know, people, please continue showing support, you know, in this radio station. This is the Watchman radio station, just to let you know. We keep this 100. We talk about stuff 100%. We don't sugarcoat nothing. You know what I mean? And, you know, things been rough lately. Robin Hood been missing for a minute, you know, on and off. Trying to find him, can't find him. So, you know, God is working with him. So, you know, basically I will be talking about the word. Right now I'm trying to find some Psalms. But, you know, any callers want to call, go ahead and call me. Any youth callers want to call, go ahead and call me. Show support, you know what I mean? So, Just hit up the number that you see on the computer and just give me a call, and then, you know, we'll talk whatever you want to talk about. You know what I mean? God will show you support. You know, it's all about God at the end of the day. It's not all about me. It's not about nobody else. So basically, oh, man, it's been cold lately. God is good. God is good. What I want to talk about is why there's so many young people out here afraid to talk about God when they're around these friends. You know, why they so afraid, you know? I mean, there's no reason to be afraid to talk about God, because at the end of the day, the Lord Jesus Christ will show you support. He's the one that's taking care of all your problems. He's the one that's watching over you. He's the one that's watching over you when you sleep, when you eat. You should be blessed that the Lord is the one that's taking care of everything for you. Now, there's a lot of young people out there that's afraid to talk about God because they're afraid to be, you know, different. You understand? They're afraid to be not part of the crowd or anything like that. And you shouldn't be afraid to be, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to be different. Because the thing is, God put us in this earth to be different individuals, and we are sent to do different things in this world. But one thing is, He sent us to love each other and work together as one, not to go against each other. So there's a lot of people, you know what I mean, just disrespect their friends or whatever, or their so-called friends or whatever, stuff like that. And at the end of the day, you don't have no friends, because this world is a crazy world, you know. But just to let you know, you need to still show love. Even though your friends won't accept you, still show love. Don't fight. Don't argue with them. You know, continue what you got to do, you know. There's a lot of sermons I've been listening to lately from the Daystar channel, from the other church channels, you know, Creflo Adala, of course. You know, he's excellent. Joyce Meyer. You know, those people, they make it so easy for you to understand the Bible. But the best way for you to understand the Bible is to pray to God personally and receive the Holy Spirit. If you don't understand about the Holy Spirit, well, you know, you're going to have to, you know, listen to those people that's like in a radio station like me, or, you know, watch the church channel more often. You understand? You know, just close yourself from this world and have yourself in a spiritual world, because I understand there's a lot of problems that's going on between you and your family, your mother, your father, you know, your friends. But remember now, there's one person that's going to take care of everything for you, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. You must accept him so everything could be clear for you. You understand? So don't be afraid to be rejected, because at the end of the day, that's part of life. You know, I could talk about the time when I've been rejected plenty of times when I was young, you know, and also I've been afraid to be rejected, because I've been rejected a couple of times, because, you know, the reason why, you know, I was different. I was not following everybody. I was not doing exactly the same thing like everybody, you know. So they look at me as a stranger or an alien or something like that. So it's funny, you know. That's how human beings are. But at the end of the day, you must forgive them. Just like the Lord forgive us, you must forgive other people. Show love. Show respect. You know, help others. And you will have a major blessing. You will have a major blessing. Now let's talk about people, you know, that don't have no job. Usually, you know, when the economy is like this, you know what I mean? Like, usually when the economy is like that right now, like, you know, it's crashing. It's letting you know the last days is here. We are in the last days, of course, and you know, there's nothing to worry about. I'm talking about the adults here, everybody that don't have no job. What you need to do is focus on the Bible, because the Bible is the book of life. It's a book that explains everything, how everything happens from the beginning to the end, how things are going to turn out to be, you know. Even in the book of Revelation, it explains everything. How, you know, people going against other people, nation against nation, neighbor against neighbor. It's in the book of Revelation. You got to check it yourself. I'm not going to name no chapters right now, but you got to check it yourself. So I'm saying, don't take it from me. It's coming from God directly. Okay? So now having a job is cool and everything. I'm not telling anybody not to have a job, but If it's hard to find a job, don't stress yourself. Do not stress yourself. If you want to receive income, the best way is for you is to tithe and give. Give instead of thinking about receiving. You must give and have faith in the Lord. So I'm saying, I mean, what do I know? Because I've been through it. I've been through it for a long time, on and off with God, fighting with God, and it's like you're fighting with your mother or father. So I'm saying, you can't be fighting with your mother and father, and you know, knowing that the Lord is our Father. And he's showing us a lot of love, even though we start sinning, we go back sinning, and then we go back praying to him, and then we go back sinning again. And then, you know, we do the same thing over and over, knowing that the Lord, it's feeling a lot of pain. Every time we sin, he's back in the cross again. He's back in the cross, sacrificing himself again and again, over and over, repeatedly. So it's like that pain you cause, and you're going to cause that pain towards yourself at the same time. You understand? But your sins are forgiven as long as you accept Jesus Christ. Don't accept no Buddha. Don't accept no other gods, no Muslim gods or whatever, you know, because they're not the creators of everything. They're not the creators of the nation. They're not creators of the world or universe. Those other gods people make, they make them because they want to make them, to take power and control because they want to have power. If you check your history books, you will see what I'm talking about. But now let's go back to the job situation. People need to understand that having a job is not going to solve everything. If you could think outside the box at least one day, You know, give yourself an hour a day or something like that. An hour a day and think outside the box without hesitating, without anybody, you know, interfering with your life, interfering with what you're doing right now. Thinking outside the box will actually create something, you know, create income. You know, there's business grants out here. There's personal grants out here. They're giving money away. They're giving free money away. I'm just letting everybody know that now. But, you know, there's a lot of people out here, they get too lazy. They don't want to, you know, look for no grants. They think it's going to take too long. But at the end of the day, it is much better to work, you know, for yourself than other people. Because at the same time, once you get that blessing, you could go ahead and help other, you know, you could help other people, you know what I'm saying? You could help out other people out there. So, it's going to take time for you to digest these things I'm telling you. I understand. But you must have faith. And that's the thing. You must have faith. Now, what I've been doing lately between me and God, you know, I'm supposed to keep this between me and God is that I've been tithing. I've been giving. You know, I got a prophet I've been, you know, working with. And financial blessing is happening. It's, you know, I have faith in, you know, I'm going to have a major breakthrough by the end of this year. I know it because I have faith. And knowing that when you start, you know, giving yourself to God and you being more obedient to God and you listening to his words, you know, and you following the steps and what he's telling you personally as a friend and the best friend and the father, you know, you must do what he say. Of course, you know, the devil will try to attack you. Of course, he's going to try to switch out your plans or destroy your plans, get you angry at times, make you confused. But that's the reason why we have the Bible. That's the reason why we have the Psalms on the Bible, so we could understand it, so we could absorb the words, soak it in, and say it over and over in our heads. It's just like we're watching reruns in TV, but it's even better. Why not, you know, learn the Bible over and over in our heads and soak it in and practice the words instead of watching TV over and over? All they show on TV is the same thing over and over. They show the same cartoons over and over. And you know what that is? That's a process in your mind, in your brain. You're gonna think you in cartoon world or something like that, just like the music videos. You know, 1-6 in Park or BET, they show the same things over and over, the videos over and over. Why watch the same video every single day? And you could learn the powerful word from the Lord, the Holy Spirit, Alpha Omega. You understand? I mean, I understand it doesn't sound too easy, but at the same time, if you give yourself at least 1 hour a day with the Bible, sit down, and you just digest the words from the Bible, trust me, you will receive financial blessings. You will receive a major big breakthrough. God will talk to you personally because he sees that you're paying attention to him. If you want God to pay attention to you, you must pay attention to him. You understand? Don't ignore God. Do not ignore God. I'm telling you. When he talks to you, he talks to you. Usually people be having instincts and saying, oh, something is telling me not to do this or do that. That something that's telling you not to do this or do that is coming from God, the Holy Spirit. I hope you know that. And we got the God in us. I hope you know that. You must open your mind. You must, you know, open your mind to the word of the Lord. I know it sounds hard for these things, for you to do these things. I understand it's a process. but it's easy for you to commit a sin. So why not do good instead of doing bad? You understand? Why not do good instead of doing bad? If it's easy doing bad, then try to do your best, do good. So you don't have to go back doing bad again. And, you know, it's a lot what I learned. You know, what you weep, you will sow. So basically, it's like what you do bad, you're going to get bad. What you do good, you're going to get good. You understand? Now, what I want to talk about is anger issues. There's a lot of people be angry all the time. They get mad at the world. They get mad at everybody. They get mad at themselves. You must find yourself spiritually. Don't get mad at everybody. You must find yourself. You can't be mad at the world. If you're doing something stupid, you're not supposed to be doing, you know. Just, you know, find a time with God, you know, because God is love. You know, God is love. I'm going to read you a chapter. I want to go ahead and read you a few chapters in the Bible, you know. We could go ahead and talk about stuff like that. I mean, I'm not a good preacher or anything like that, but, you know, I'm doing my best. I'm letting God speak through me. You know, when I started this radio station, you know, with hip-hop music and old school. And, you know, I had this idea that came in my head at the same time Rob Hood had the same idea too. So we just go ahead and decided to change up the radio station and put gospel music and talk more about the word, because it feels much better. Because, I mean, everything's going upside down. You know, everybody having stress. They going through a lot of problems. You know, people losing their jobs. So right now we need more people that's showing more inspiration. Instead of, you know, showing, like other stuff that's in the world, you know what I mean? Like, we need more people that's giving inspirational words and helping other people, you know? We supposed to have a smile mostly every day, man. Trying to have a smile, trying to laugh, you know, trying to just clear your mind, you know, do your best to show love. Don't get angry all the time. Getting mad is not going to solve everything. It's not. It's going to make it worse. Take it from me, because I had anger problems. My testimony, oh, man, I went from hell and back. I went from hell and back. Music industry, dealing with the wrong people, did the wrong thing, sold drugs, used to pimp females. You know, I'm not happy about none of that stuff. But at the end of the day, I know I'm being forgiven because I accept Jesus Christ in my heart. I did a lot of things. Tell you right. So, I hope there's some callers on here, but I don't know because I'm not in front of my computer. You know, I'm doing this through the phone. So I don't know if there's any phone, you know, any callers right now. But, you know, I would like to thank all my callers out there internationally for showing support, for, you know, listening to Watchmen Radio. Shouts to Rob Hood. Shouts to my family, you know, Star-rated ENT. I'm about to work on an album very soon. Starting in January 2011. The new beginning, baby. We about to do big things in the name of the Lord. and with no shame in my game. Because I had no shame in my game when I was a sinner, so there's no shame in my game in believing in Christ and giving myself to Christ 1,000%, 900%, 1,000%. You know, ain't nobody perfect in this world. I know that's what people going to say. I'm not perfect. Well, I need to go to church for it. Because God loves you. He knows that we're not perfect. That's why he sacrificed himself on the cross. He's giving us a chance. He's giving us a chance right now. Y'all didn't know? There's signs of the Lord coming. They say he's coming tomorrow, today, but we don't know when he's coming. But he's coming. Because we say he's coming like a thief in the night. And whatever he say he's going to do, that's what he's going to do. Trust me, that's my best friend right there. And every day I learn something new about him. You know? And that's how y'all got to do it. You know, you don't need nobody to force you to go to church or anything like that. If you don't want to go to church, don't go to church. But if you want to, just at least stay home, have the Bible in front of you 1 hour a day. Practice the word. Practice it. Don't just, you know, read the word and study it, but you must practice it to have a breakthrough in your life so you won't have too much stress in your life, too much argument, too much angriness around you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I have to tell y'all, man. Christmas is around the corner. You know, hopefully I'm going to find a way to see if I could go ahead and go to the homeless shelters and help out. I'm trying to find some information on that. If I can't find that information, I'm going to have to just go over there and do a walk-in and just go ahead and do it. I don't know if they're going to let me walk in and do it, but, hey, you know, y'all got to give a helping hand because Christmas is not all about, you know, buying presents and going shopping and buying this for this, that person. It's about love. It's about family. It's about coming together. It's about, you know, the birth of Jesus Christ at the end of the day. And that's what y'all need to know, and I'm going to keep it 100 with you. It's about helping the less fortunate that's homeless. That's what Christmas is about. Well, I'm going to let everybody know that I won't be playing no music today because, you know, like I said, my computer has been down and I'm about to get another computer very soon. So I will play some new gospel music. Of course, I'll be playing Kirk Franklin, Mary Mary, the whole nine yards, gospel rock music. You know what I mean? I play everything. I play all the inspiration music. As long as y'all being inspired by this radio station, I'll be here for y'all. God will be here for y'all. I'm here for inspiration. I'm here to bring blessings into y'all life with the name of the Lord. I'm not here for myself. I'm here for others to prosper, to help others. And I don't like to be a selfish person, I'm telling you right now. When I act like I'm selfish at least one time, man, it bothers me so much. I want to go to the book of Revelations and start reading it. I hope y'all don't freak out when I start reading it. I'm outside just talking about the Bible. Getting hot out here, so give me a second. Just give me 1 second.
by you from both.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I got some Benny Hinn tickets. I don't know if anybody want it, but if you want some Benny Hinn tickets, he will be here January 20 through the 21st, Thursday, 7 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m., and 7 p.m. He got a crusade that's going on at Banks United Center. We got a whole bunch of Benny Hinn tickets here. If anybody want to go to Benny Hinn Crusade, you know, we got a lot of tickets they sent us here, so I want to be greedy and just keep all of them. So my number is 786-262-7340. That's 786-262-7340. If anybody wants some extra tickets, because I know Benny Hinn is sending some tickets to everybody right now. All right. Go to Revelation